Well, Grant, a 2-0 defeat. Do you feel maybe you should have got a goal, got a draw out of that? You pushed and had plenty of chances second half, certainly.
I thought we were good second half. I actually did. You know, I've probably said that a few times too many this pre-season. But, I thought we started a bit slowly, conceded a sloppy goal. I could feel it coming. I think we were giving away a lot of free kicks, corners at that stage. Unnecessarily, really, due to a lack of control or ball going under your feet or something like that. Little concentration things that we can sort of iron out this week, building into Rochdale. But, I didn't think we were at our best first half. Second half, you know, we had a little chat in the changing room. I wanted to try and get Sheck and Tails playing closer together. I think they did second half. I think they combined a little bit better second half. A couple of decent shots from Tails and Sheck, to be fair. So, second half, it pleased me a lot more than it did in the first.
I know there have been a couple of changes sort of from game to game over the past couple of weeks, but the real core, really, you've named the same team. Is most of the team, the starting 11 for next week, cemented in your mind?
Yeah, I just said, I think, you know, mainly, yeah, the starting 11 is cemented in my mind. It's been a tough pre-season. There's been a lot of games. People's had opportunities to impress. People's had opportunities to impress in training. I think I've got my team in my mind for the game at Rochdale.
I know they may have taken them off, had plans to do that anyway, or they may have had slight niggles, but the front two, obviously, for Barnsley, very potent attacking force. You must be pleased with the way that your defence at least dealt with them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they were prolific last year, the both of them. I think they probably got 50 goals between them in League One. So, you know, that's what our young boys should be striving to do, to be playing in the Championship, to be getting 20, 25 goals. You know, Sheck, Tom Nicholls, probably not so much Tails because he's a bit older. But, yeah, I mean, he could be getting that as well in League One. But I thought Taff and Jack dealt with him fine. You know, there were two sloppy goals we conceded that I'm sure we can iron out this week. But, you know, I just said to the boys, I mean, if you start like that next week at Rochdale, you could be 2-3-0 down. So they're well aware that Rochdale are a decent team. They're a good team. Always start the season quite well. So we need to make sure we start it well and start the games better.
You mentioned Paul Taylor. I think he was named man of the match. He's starting to get that sharpness back that we saw in the first spell, just dropping the shoulder, pace running away, just taking it past players. You must be pleased with the way he's progressed during the past couple of weeks.
He's getting fitter and fitter. He's hard to deal with. He has got that drop of shoulder, like you say, that little change of pace and the strength to go with it. He's hard to deal with, yep. I'd like to get him, hopefully we'll work this week, try and get him more higher up the pitch to get him to do it in higher areas. But yeah, I thought he was excellent today. He looked like he created something and nothing. A couple of balls he delivered to the back post, his shot. A couple of, you know, individual moments of brilliance, to be fair, and the corner flag when he flicked it around the guy left back. So, listen, he's got that. Tails has got that, you know. You don't move for big money if you haven't got ability, and he's one of them, yet.
Jermaine Anderson went down. I think he then played on and looked okay. You brought him off after 68 minutes. Was that just, again, managing his recovery? Nothing to do with that earlier knock that he maybe suffered?
Probably managing managing him. But also I thought we needed a bit more legs in there. I thought we needed a bit more energy. I thought Leo gave us that when he came on. It's nice to have someone like Leo sitting on your bench to come
17.
On and give you that energy, a little buzz, a little spark. I thought he did that when he came on. Managing him and also trying to get a bit of energy on the pitch.
Michael Smith, is that just purely precautionary, just playing that one safe?
Yeah, he's got a bit of a tight thigh, Michael, from the Brentford game. So managed him, managed Ben today, who wasn't feeling too good. So, yeah, them two are just being managed and should be fine early next week.
There was some confusion because I think Ben was listed as being the goalie on the team sheet and then it was announced it was Mark Tyler. So that was just a confusion in terms of him being named on the team sheet. It was always Mark Tyler in your mind, was it? There was nothing sinister there.
No, Ben was playing, but he wasn't feeling too good, so we didn't take a risk. He was on the bench if we needed him, but wasn't too great. So, listen, it's no big dramas. Ben will be fine for next week, as will Michael.
Let's just reflect on the week. I know you kind of looked ahead to it when we were speaking 7 days ago with Callum Elder. Frustrating to miss out on him, or you can understand Leicester wanting to get him to a Championship team?
No, not frustrated one bit. I said to the chairman 2 weeks ago that I wasn't sure whether I wanted Callum. I think Andrew Hughes has been excellent. There's no two ways about it. We were interested. He was one of the targets that I wanted to bring in, but I feel as if Andrew Hughes has done so well in pre-season. He's impressed everyone with his attitude, and he has played in the way he's played in the games. And I felt it would be harsh on him to bring Callum Elder in and squeeze him above him. Listen, we still may do something in that department because I do want competition, but it's no big loss for me.
And of course, you've got Lewis Freestone, who signed a 4-year deal before the game as well, only 16, but he's looked impressive. And if you don't, he may be working his way into... obviously, you don't want anything to happen to Andrew Hughes, but you've got him to fall back on.
Yeah, there's no pressure on Lewis. We've taken it off his legs the last 10 days. He was never in the schools programme. He was only training once a week with the 16s last year, playing in a game on the weekend. He's come in, he's training every day. He's been moved into the first team to play with the first team. We have to remember he's 16 years of age. Mm-hmm. It's a hell of a lot for the kid to take in his body and his legs. So we've taken it off him the last 7 to 10 days. He hasn't done anything around the training ground. And just getting him refocused and good to go for the 18s and 21s. And listen, I'm all for youth coming through. And if I need to use them at any stage, I wouldn't have two qualms of doing that.
Any other business? I know you may be still interested in a striker.
Listen, we're always on the lookout to see if there's anything better than what we've got. But at the minute, nothing's happening. Few interests for a couple of our players, but apart from that, nothing.
How do you rate how the pre-season's gone then? What's your assessment?
I think it's been good. I'm glad it's over, to be honest. We're all looking forward to next week now. Never been a big fan of pre-season, but it's important to get the players up to speed. They're starting to get fitter, and we can see that in the games, that they're kicking on even more in the second halves, which is really pleasing. So for me, that tells me they're getting fitter, more match fit, and really looking forward to next week now.
How's it been as a manager pre-season rather than a player telling the people to do the fitness drills rather than having to do them yourself?
I think it's worse as a manager, to be honest. I'm not really about, like I said, I'm not a big fan. I never have been. But like you say, it's so important for the players to get the minutes. It's so important for them to not pick up any injuries, but unfortunately we have. But apart from those two, I think everyone's good.
You had a taste of it 4 games last season. Permanent manager now, though. It's all official. Excited for that first game?
I am. That's the reason, you want to be in it, is the league games, when there's something to play for. I think that's when, the best will come out of the players, I'm hoping. Next week at Rochdale, and then obviously ended, we've got 6-7 games in the first month, so it's a big month. I think this pre-season has been structured well, where we've gone Saturday, Tuesday, this week, just to give the boys a little taste of what's going to happen when the season comes.